A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. We are going to start Rosh Hashanah Heyomid Beis, Rosh Hashanah 5b, pagination 10. But in order to do that, I'd like to, somewhat uncharacteristically, actually go back all the way to the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph 4a, pagination 7, and explain where this Gemara is coming from. Our Mishnah, in the very beginning of the Masechta, told us that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, for holidays, which sounds like what? There's no holiday on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what do you mean that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, for holidays? So we're told, five lines up over here, that a person who makes a neder, a person who's makdish, a person who's ma'arich, different ways that they accept a vow upon themselves. Kevan she'ovru alav gimel regalim, once three holidays pass, over bevalta acher, the person is in violation of balta acher. In other words, there is a positive commandment that a person should fulfill what they said, but there's also a negative, a losaseh, that if the person did not fulfill, they're in violation of Balta Acher. The question is, how many holidays have to pass, and in what order? Rabbi Shimon holds, and that's the basis for the Mishnah, saying that Nisan is the start in the order of the holidays. Rabbi Shimon holds, Gimel Regalim Kisidron. Three holidays have to be in order in order to be in violation. Chag HaMatzos Techila and Pesach comes first. V'chein ha'ya Reb Shimon ben Yochi Omer, Regalim pa'amim gimel, pa'amim dalet, pa'amim chamisha. When we say you were in violation because you didn't bring the korban in a timely manner, sometimes the holidays that we're counting are three, sometimes they're four, sometimes they're five. Ketzad, what's the case? Noder lefnei ha-Pesach gimel. If a person made the vow before Pesach, so then it's going to be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, he's in violation, three regalim passed. Lefnei atzeres, but if he didn't make the vow until after Pesach, so he's before Shavuos, so then it's going to be Chamisha, it's going to be five holidays. Shavuos, Sukkot are going to pass. They weren't in order yet, so there's no violation. Then it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, then there's a violation. Lefnei HaChag, if he makes it before Sukkot, so then it's going to go Sukkot, then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and that's going to be the violation. The Gemara continues and tells us a whole list of other types of vows and responsibilities that a person can have that also are going to have this concept. You're supposed to bring it as soon as possible, but there's not the negative violation unless he actually didn't bring it for a period of time. On Amud Beis of Daf Dalid, the second line, Shalosha Regalim Ove Bevalta Acher, three holidays is Balta Acher. Reb Shimon says Shlosha Regalim Kisidron, that's what we just saw. Reb Shimon says three, but it has to be in order, Pesach being the first, so sometimes it could be as high as five holidays. Reb Meir Omer, even one would be the violation, and that's this machlokes, how much has to pass, how much time has to pass before there's the violation of Balta Acher. Now, moving on to today's daf, hey, Amud Beis, 5b. The top line, the Gemara says, Minohani Mili. How do we know these things, that if a person is not bringing the carbon in a timely manner, he's going to be in significant violation, and that's this rule of Bal Ta'acher. Now, before we learn this Tanu Rabbanon, just a step back. The Sefer HaChinuch gives a fascinating insight regarding Bal Ta'acher. He says, a person makes a vow of karbonos, so he can't bring the carbon wherever he is. He can only bring the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So the structure of the mitzvah is certainly, you bring it as early as reasonable, but it's going to be linked to the regalim, to the holidays, because that's when a person does aliyah l'regel. The words of the chinuch is, Ein roi lo'odam sheyitz'atzel b'masha nodar. A person should not be lazy. If he made a neder, you can't just push it off and say, I'll take care of it sometime before I die, I'll take care of it. You can't do that. You made a vow, you got to take care of it. Mikom makom lo tatrichenu haTorah, but the Torah doesn't want to trouble you. And the reason he gives is that if the Torah would trouble you, people wouldn't make nedarim. And in the time of the Rishonim, whatever, there was still this concept of nedarim in a biblical sense. Nedarim are good because nedarim are your stretch spirituality goals, where you're not sure that tomorrow morning you're still going to want to give $1,000 to tzedakah, so you make a neder now when you're on a high. We shy away terribly from nedarim because we're worried that a person won't fulfill it, and a neder that's unfulfilled knocks out all benefit from all the great things that you did through nedarim. It's very serious if it wasn't fulfilled. But that's this concept. How to apply it in our time, we'll try to discuss in a moment, but what's being described here in the Shita of Reb Shimon, at least, is that you get three regalim, and Reb Shimon held they're going to be kesidron in order. And that's what our original Mishnah meant. It was the Shita of Reb Shimon that the regalim start in the month of Nisan, meaning in order. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And if you made a neder after Pesach, you would actually get five regalim before you're in violation. Let's see the Gemara over here on the top line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Kisidar neder, when a person makes a neder, a vow, he accepts to bring a carbon. Ein li ela neder, nedava minayin. How do you know that even a different type of vow would also be included? And the Brisa tells us that neder o nedava. Lashem alokecha, elu hadamim ha'erchen v'acharamim v'akdeshos. Different types of vows. Erchin is one of the most fascinating, that he makes a vow to give the amount that is designated as the value of that person. Not like the slave value or something like that, but the erchin, the redemption value that's mentioned in the pasuk based on the person's gender and age. Lo sa'achar l'shalmo, don't delay in bringing it. Kidorosh yidrishenu, because Hashem seeks it, Hashem wants it, Hashem made an obligation upon you. Elu chatos Hashem osolos v'shlamim, these are different karbanos that a person has to bring. Hashem alokecha, elu tzedakos umaisros ubechor, even tzedakah is mentioned here. Me'imach, leket shikcha and peya, the amounts from the field. V'hayo becha chait. And the final statement over here is, there will be in you a sin if you delay. V'lo b'karbanecha chet, but the carbon doesn't become a sin. You could still bring the carbon, and that's how the Rambam paskins. You could still bring the carbon even if you delayed, but you're in violation. That's called Bal Ta'acher. Now, the Rambam paskins not like Reb Shimon. Remember we said that our Mishnah said Nisan is the start, and the Gemara says, because we're following Reb Shimon, who holds Gimel, Regolim, Kisidron, three holidays, but they have to be in order. So you have to know where on the calendar to start. You start with Nisan. The Rambam paskens not like Rib Shimon. He holds any three of the Shalosh Regalim, meaning all three, but it doesn't matter what order, whichever one comes first is still going to be the violation. And the Magen Mishnah tries to figure out why the Rambam paskened against Rib Shimon, which is seems to be the house opinion of our Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah, first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, but that's the fact. The Rambam paskens against Rib Shimon and holds any order of the three would be Bal Ta'acher. Others definitely uphold Rib Shimon. There's a statement, for example, in the Elya Rabbah, who says that Hoshana Rabbah was a very, very busy day in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because Bal Ta'acher would be that day. That day was Bal Ta'acher.
Last chance.
Last chance. And what does he mean? He means he's going Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, because otherwise there's no difference, Sukkot versus any other time, of making sure that you get your karbanos in. But Hoshana Rabbah was a unique time. Likewise, the Ritvaz mentions, whichever shita you hold, whether you hold three in order or three any time, he wants to know how does it apply in the cases of tzedakah. Now, case of tzedakah, which is certainly on our minds, is a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Reishin and Zayin Gimel, where tzedakah doesn't follow this leniency of three regalim, and if we remember the chinuch's reason, it makes a lot of sense. The chinuch says Hashem doesn't want to be matriach you too much. In other words, if it's a karban, so it has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's going to have to do with regalim. But tzedakah, there are poor people around all the time, and therefore tzedakah is supposed to be given right away. The opportunity, though, if a person wants to delay, is based on the fact that when a person makes a commitment to give tzedakah, he wants to do it, and in his mind, is to do it in a meticulous way, in a way that he gets the most bang for the money. He wants to do it, giving it to worthy poor people, etc. And there's where we have our opening, that you don't have to give it that day instantly, but there's going to be a certain amount of leeway in making sure that it gets administered correctly. This, for example, if a person, this shows up in Tshuvas, if a person makes a commitment that he's going to send money to Eretz Yisrael. So as soon as he can find a trustworthy courier, he has to send it. Except if he had intended himself to go to Eretz Yisrael and find the worthy people and administer it in a more effective way, so then he's allowed to do so. But the basic principle is that tzedakah may not get this three regalim concept at all. And if it gets any delay allowance, it's by different guidelines.
Do you mean a pledge of tzedakah?
A person makes a true pledge, a neder. We're very careful. We do peli neders, etc. But what's the time frame ideally on tzedakah once the commitment is made? It's supposed to be given promptly unless a person has a reason why he's delaying in order to administer it better.